Hello, and welcome to the first episode. I think it's kind of funny that at a time where I spent the large majority of almost 12 years of my life on Twitter talking about accessibility and educational technology, at a time when that platform seems to be imploding, that I have decided now is a time for me to start a new platform. So here we are, episode one, having conversations about accessibility. This isn't scripted, this isn't planned. Basically, what it will be is 10 to 15 to 20 minutes of information about how to make your pedagogy more accessible. There'll be opportunities for you to write in and ask me things about certain aspects of your pedagogy that you'd like to make more accessible. I'll take those reader comments and we'll talk about them in the episodes that follow. I'm also doing this right now during the day because I've also thought about the accessibility of the actual podcast itself. I thought, well, if I record this at night, it'll probably be quieter. And then I realized that that's also a privilege that some people may not have. So I'm here starting a project, a podcast project, thinking about the actual accessibility of creating a project that's a podcast, where there might be some folk who don't have the space to be able to create a quiet, non-disruptive podcast, and also as someone who has tinnitus. So I might not be able to hear some of the things and the scratches that you will hear. And I hope that that also reminds you that accessibility is everywhere and that there are some things that need to be done to make podcasts more accessible. So thank you for joining me on this journey. I look forward to our conversations.